This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section in Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal, with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees. The Cabinet has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor, Bihar on hybrid annuity mode HAM, with a total project length of over 82 kilometers and a total capital cost of over 4,447 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the Cabinet Committee's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the enhanced line capacity will improve mobility, providing enhanced efficiency and service reliability for Indian Railways. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said violence in Nepal is heart-rending, expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal. Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised the Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto streets and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. In case of any assistance required, the government has also issued helpline numbers 977-980-860-2881 and 977-981-032-6134 of the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. The Nepal Army, now in charge of national security, has issued a prohibitory order till 5 p.m. today and has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. tomorrow. The Army said the move was necessary as violent agitators continued to cause arson, looting property damage and attempted attacks during protest. Further notice would be issued on the basis of the analysis of the situation. The Nepali Army has requested one and all not to have their home except for essential work. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border near Uttarakhand due to recent unrest and political upheaval in neighboring Nepal. In the border regions, intensive checking, patrolling and combing operations are being conducted jointly by the SSB and the police. Champawat District Magistrate Manish Kumar stated the police and SSB have tightened surveillance along the international border. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vow to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. He won the vice presidential election by a margin of 152 votes. While Mr. Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, his opponent B. Sudarshan Reddy polled 300 votes. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the state government has made tremendous reforms in governance and developed a transparent system where there is no window for corruption like in earlier days. He said this during a function held to hand over the offer of appointment to 140 selected candidates of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Combined Competitive Examination 2024 at the DK Auditorium Hall, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in Itanagar today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.